Lars said, oh, he was interested to come along, so it was also partly his own motivation.
Thank you. And what interests you? What interests you?
So many questions. To be honest, I'm just curious.
Like what?
He invited me, and I said, okay, a new situation, new people. Just look. If you get some inspiration, maybe, maybe not. So I'm an empty cup. I have not so many ideas.
Yeah.
Many questions here from the people to me. Oh, not so easy to give an answer.
I suppose I would ask you, Ajahn, for someone who's just beginning to understand the Dhamma, what are the most important things?
Beyond expectation.
Beyond the expectation. Can you elaborate on that, Ajahn?
Whatever is heard, it's just that which appears now, but there cannot be a moment of understanding the truth of that yet. Mm-hmm. Beyond expectation. So just listen and see how true it is. For example now, seeing arises and falls away unexpectedly, what would you like to understand? That's the way it is. But it's not you who can understand. It has to be right understanding, developed from hearing, whether it's true or not. Now, that seeing is conditioned. Without its proper conditions, it cannot arise at all. And then where is it now? Absolutely gone. Unknowing, can it be known? Yes, but not by expecting.
We're looking for something else to think about, but no attention to the reality that's rising now. So we have not even started yet, in a way.
Not enough conditions to understand yet, that's all. When there's no conditions, how can there be such level of understanding? Impossible.
We know that we don't understand yet, and that's why we need to...
Not enough yet, yeah. But we begin to think about what is true now, what is real now. When there's no seeing, nothing can appear just like now. So it depends on seeing, which arises just to see that which is seen, and then gone completely. When it's true, we can listen more and more, and right understanding begins to develop by itself, not by anyone else at all.
When there are conditions for wisdom, it will arise and perform its function, and that's when there's more understanding and there's development, not otherwise.
Is there anything you'd like to know now?
No.
Nothing?
I just try to understand what you are talking about.
I see.
Earlier when you said that I'm an empty cup, I was wondering, is that true?
Yeah, I try to be an but empty cup, I try.
No, but it does not happen, right?
No. No.
Nobody can do anything, right?
I'm a full cup.
Really?
Yes. I would say so, yes.
No, different.
Ajahn, but we are all full of ignorance, so the cup is full of ignorance.
But not the cup.
Okay, it's
no
not
cup.
The cup.
It's not
the cup.
Is
there
a cup?
In a moment, I'm just confused.
What I think Ajahn is saying is that even right now, understanding can develop. Or ignorance. Although there's a lot of ignorance, understanding can develop. So is that full cup? There's no cup.
For example, I have a little bit of resistance also. But it's really hard to explain. In German, I could do, but in English, it's really hard for me. So my idea is, you go slowly, you have to learn a lot, and you make one step by another. And at the end, there's big enlightenment. Mm. I don't, to be honest, there's a resistance in me.
But that resistance is only momentary, right?
Huh?
That resistance is only a momentary experience.
No,
it's not.
No, it's also my concept is maybe that it's not like that. You have to go step by step. It can happen immediately, and if you want it too much, you lose it and you miss it. Mm-hmm. If you make I study many books and going be So maybe this is the problem. So, but if you let it, maybe it's better.
Okay, so first of all, you're not having any, for me, you're not having any problem expressing yourself. So you can continue.
But understanding is more difficult. Okay.
Right. Secondly, you can begin to see that it's not all the time. All these things, sometimes you appreciate what you heard. Sometimes there's resistance. Mm-hmm. Different moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So it's never the idea of a cup.
I
understand, but Achan is reminding us that when we have ideas of cup, idea of this person, that person, that's an obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is just momentary, reality is rising and falling mm-hmm. away. Yeah. And different kind of reality.
Yeah, that's
moment
idea,
good, right? One moment bad, one moment ignorance, another moment
exactly,
can be understood.
Exactly. That's true. That's what this I like. Yeah.
Can anything just arise without conditions? You think about the unexpected moment, right? But can anything arise, happen without conditions?
I think no, because I wouldn't notice it.
Even the idea of I, how come such idea? Where's the I now?
Where's the I now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No I.
Yes,
I am
eyes,
here.
The eyes
no, no, I.
The
so,
I.
So me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think there's no I.
Who is sitting?
Yes.
No.
I have my idea of myself and I am sitting here. But I know it's I'm a concept, yeah, this I know.
Without thinking, can there be idea?
Hmm?
Without thinking, yeah. Can there be any idea?
I also have a feeling of myself.
Is that not thinking? I have feeling of myself.
No, this is not thinking, but the thinking describes
if it's not seeing, if it's not thinking, is it seeing?
Seeing.
No, I mean that when you say that it's not I or
I think my concept is that there's something
even,
like I,
yes,
but this follows myself.
But even my concept, what is that? To be concept.
The concept is just logical thinking.
So it's thinking.
It's thinking.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
So can this be concept of a glass?
I have a concept of a glass.
So it's thinking about shape and form.
Yes.
But actually what is seen in reality, in a moment of seeing, what is seen?
Colors?
No cup, no glass.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does
just
it
information.
Does it arise, that which is seen? That which is seen, does it arise to be that which is seen?
No, I don't understand.
I went back to sound earlier when we were talking about seeing. I said, just as hearing rise and fall away.
It rise and fall away, yeah,
right?
That's true.
So sound, now there's no sound, then there's sound. That means the sound arose, right?
Mm.
You understand? Without the sound arising, would there be hearing?
No.
Okay. So without that which is seen, does it arise? Has it to arise?
Yes, everything has
yes.
to arise.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what Achan is talking
yeah,
about.
That's true.
Is there always seeing? Is there always seeing all the time?
Always thinking.
Seeing.
Seeing.
All the time.
Is it all the time?
Like that? I would say so, yes.
So
yeah.
What is
it's
in
a continuum. It's like
yeah.
a flow. Like a flow, yeah.
And there's something in between the flux of seeing as well.
There's something in between?
Yes, the flux of seeing. Like thinking about the shape and form. It seems like there is seeing all the time. But what about the thinking that this is a cup?
It's also like a flow. It's a
so
flow
that
inside.
The
so
thing,
it's one or the
yeah.
other. When it's thinking, it's not seeing, right?
Not anymore.
Right. So what Achan is saying, it seems like they're seeing all the time, but there must be other things happening in between.
Yes,
like thinking.
My brain is working.
Right. So there must be some other experience all the time. What seems like continuous is actually not continuous.
Okay.
right? You understand? Like it seems like they're seeing all the time. Right now it seems like continuous, right? But Ajahn said, but there's thinking also about the microphone, about me, about Betty. Mm-hmm. There's thinking also. So at the moment of thinking is not seeing. It's a different experience, right? Different reality.
Okay.
Right? No, not okay. Do you understand that thinking is one thing, seeing is another thing?
I'm not completely sure because...
You can close your eyes, you can still think, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, that, but that, so maybe there's something I don't understand. This I understand, but it seems to be too obviously, too easy. So maybe you mean something else and
no,
I try to find out...
I'll let Ajahn continue.
So maybe I'm thinking too complicated now. Maybe there's something easy I don't understand because it's too easy. I'm confused.
Very good. I like your attitude. We at least know that. Okay.
I just thought about what you said, I, or my concept, in between the flux of seeing, right? Seeing
flux.
The flux. Like flux means it flows, continuous.
Yeah.
So there is not just seeing. There is thinking about concept as well.
Yeah.
So, at moment of thinking about concept, is there seeing? At that very moment, it's thinking or seeing?
It's thinking, but... Yeah, it's thinking.
So it means that seeing arises and falls away, so it can there be moment of thinking in between the flux of seeing.
Mm. Same with hearing. When there's hearing, is there seeing at that time? When it's hearing is another experience, seeing is one experience, hearing is another experience.
Oh.
And right now it seems like I'm seeing and I'm hearing at the same time, and I'm thinking at the same time. But in reality they are different, right?
I would say so, yes.
Yes.
Many things at the same time happen in my brain.
At the same time? Exactly the same time?
No, there's always, no, it's always a little bit after.
It's not, cannot be at the same time, right?
No, never.
So that means what seems like seeing all the time is just an illusion.
Exactly, it was, it happened. It
because
happened
there's so many other things happening at the same, in between.
That's true. Yeah,
right.
It's
a
construction.
The idea is that it happens so fast.
It's a construction.
That we
yeah.
think it's continuous.
Yeah.
But it's not, because in this, as I was going to explain before, in the space of doing that,
but why,
hundreds have risen and fallen away already.
Mm.
So it's so fast that it appears to be continuous. Like, for instance, electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to be a continuous energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's intermittent.
Yeah. One electron pushes the other one.
Exactly. So think of it in like that. It happens so fast that it appears to be a continuous stream,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
Okay.
Like a frames of a...
I see.
Film, right?
Or like the
but
frames
the,
of a...
The time is continuous, or isn't it?
Think of a TV picture, okay? A TV picture is actually made up of lots of pixels, right?
I know. But,
okay,
but
you know about
time.
That. Okay,
there's
so
time.
Without... So when you look, so many pixels are arising every single second and moving across the screen, falling away, that we think there's a nice picture there that looks very clear, very permanent, but not just because the people in the picture are moving, but the actual pixels that make up the reality, that make up that picture, are actually arising and falling away very fast across the screen, okay? So think of reality as doing something like that.
Yes, because what you take for I, or my concept, where is it? Is it in between scenes, the stream of seeing? As you said that, there was seeing, right? So you see something while you say my concept.
Uh-huh.
So my concept is just thinking, not seeing at all, not hearing. So where am I? There are only different moments.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say so.
So no place for the I to be.
Yeah, I think
at
so.
All. So actually in absolute reality, there's no I.
I think so
at
too,
all.
Yeah.
Do you have brain?
Yes, we have a brain.
No brain. Yes.
Uh-huh. I would say there's a brain.
It's the same thing. Say it. 10,000 years ago, someone observed people and their thoughts, their actions and all, would not think about brain, but they would still think about somebody, something there, another, some being the cause of this and that, but with no understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as modern 21st century human beings, we refer to the brain automatically because that's what we have been taught, we've been taught about, right? But it's not there in the experience. It's only in the thinking that we think about brain. It's just an idea.
I don't think so.
Right. So what is the brain, Jan asked you? It's just an idea.
For me, it's a mechanism, but it's also an idea. It something happened. For me, it's a fact. There's no I, of course, but something happened, so I say I to myself.
Now, there's no self at all, right? But there are so many different realities rising and falling away all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that cannot be taken for self at all, because no more, just completely gone, absolutely, never to return. To be again, to arise again as it is, because it has gone completely.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, is there I?
There's an illusion of the I, yes.
But it's so very difficult to get to detach from the idea of self or I.
Yeah, but I accept. I accept the illusion. I work with the illusion.
As long as it's just really thinking, it's not enough to eradicate the idea of self. As long as it's not actually realized as a reality which arises and falls away, there must be the idea of self or I, like now. And what we use the word self is not just me, anything, which is something. This is something, this is something, this is something.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the reality of seeing is that it's the only visible object. Without thinking, no cup, no people,
mm-hmm.
nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that which is seen is not the seeing at all, different realities. Right.
And we talked earlier, we agreed that there's no problem with the thinking. So the thinking will think in terms of me and him and everyone, right? It's normal. But you either think wrongly that this me is real and that is real, or you know that it's just thinking. So even the Buddha thinks in terms of himself teaching somebody else.
Exactly.
Right? He eats. But he has no wrong understanding.
So, have you seen the brain?
Here's no eye, so why?
It's the
anyone,
hot seat.
Anyone, please. Yeah.
So this is the hot seat.
Yeah.
Oh,
hot seat. Yeah. We put you on hot seat.
I don't know.
You said something in my brain. It's in your brain?
I would say so, yeah. It's not only the brain, I think it's a whole organism.
So, actually, what's the brain is?
Huh?
Actually, what is the brain?
The truth,
absolute truth. Can it be seen?
No. What happened inside the brain cannot be seen, no.
No one, the doctor doesn't see the brain?
You can see the brain if you cut it, but it's not working anymore.
Do you still call it brain?
Huh?
When it doesn't work, do you still call it brain?
Yes, to be honest.
So it's brain.
Yeah,
which is seen. Which is seen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can the brain be seen?
The substance can.
The brain.
Can the brain be seen?
Even if you cut it.
Huh?
Even if you cut it, can you see it?
Actually, sometimes but the question is to draw your attention to the difference between concept and reality. And sometimes the question is drawing you to the attention to the difference between mental reality and physical reality. So when we say brain, it's just something that can be seen, touched, tasted or smelled,
mm-hmm.
right? So those are physical realities.
That's exactly it.
Ajahn, can you continue?
Just before she does that, what we call a brain is a concept. It has shape and form, does it not?
For me, brain is
yeah, you
it's
take
different.
A brain out of the of
it's
human
a substance,
body, put it in a jar.
It's a concept, many, many things.
To be sure now, there's no self, right? There is no self.
I would say so, yes.
So there's no I.
I would say so.
There's no one at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are there now?
What is there now?
Not I, not self, not me, not anything. Mm. So what is it?
A good question.
It is something seen, right? But you don't know what. You are not used to the word that which can be seen, a reality. It's real. But it's not like other reality, like it's not sound, it's not smell, it's not heard, but it's a reality which now appears to seeing only, not to hearing, even not to thinking, mm-hmm. right? So that arises if it does not impinge on the eye base, if it does not contact or impinge on the eye base or the eye, just the eye, the special rupa which can condition seeing right now. Right? There must be that which is the base for seeing to arise, and that which can impinge just on that base, the eye we call it, and the seeing, different realities, no self.
To put it simply, a blind man cannot see, right? He does not have eye. So, eye is one of the conditions for seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what Ajahn is talking
about. Can the eye be I? Me?
Can the I be I?
I? Can the I be I? Can the ear be I?
I would say that they are part of me, but what can I say?
What do you mean by part of?
I see myself as a mechanism still.
I thought that you said that there's no I.
Yes, that's
so
true, because it's an illusion.
There must be no I, always no I. To be sure, to get rid of the idea of self, which is wrong, because whatever arises and appears falls away instantly, never to return. That's
mm-hmm.
why they cannot be taken for anything permanent at all. But when we use the word I, it's permanent.
Yeah.
But actually it's not.
Okay.
So actually, just to say no I is not enough until it is realized by the highly developed panya, which detached, let go, the idea of self from hearing about the truth, the absolute truth. As we begin to understand that there is no self, continue on to know that it cannot be taken for self. The more there is the understanding of what appears, it cannot be taken for anything permanent at all. That's why there is no I, identity of anything at all. So, this is the world, the way it is, just arise and falls away from the very beginning of life to the end of life.
Mm.
That's all.
Do you agree that our life is just a series of experiences through the five senses in the mind from birth to death, non-stop? Or day to day, let's not talk about birth to death.
So a series of experiences.
A series of experiences.
Of mind, body.
No, of one moment there's hearing, another moment there's thinking, one moment there's seeing, another moment there's thinking.
Feeling, yeah, my whole body, like
no,
experience.
No, we're not talking about, we're saying this is our experience. Experience implies it is the, it is that which can, is a mental reality. Ajahn, can you say more about why it has to be one moment at a time?
It's the truth. It's the truth. Just close your eyes, but they can be hearing, see?
Yes.
But now it seems like hearing and seeing arise simultaneously. But actually, it cannot be like that at all. At moment of hearing, close your eyes, there's no seeing.
Yes, when I close
but
my eyes,
when you
I
open your eyes, it seems like while seeing, there is hearing as well. Can that be true?
To be honest, I never thought about this. It seems
but
to be very specific for me. And
but life is just in a moment.
Yes.
Without a moment, that is not life at all. But the succession of the arising and falling is so rapidly. No one knows.
Yeah, I understand.
That
oh, okay.
What you take for life, all gone. Every moment.
Uh-huh.
To begin to understand the truth of life. Without hearing the teachings about the truth, everyone has the idea of I all the time. Is that right?
Yeah.
To be I, while it's gone completely
yes.
a moment ago.
Yeah.
That moment is gone completely, absolutely.
Yes.
That
oh,
more can
okay.
let
see,
see,
no, see.
We cannot take anything for self.
Yeah.
When there is more and more understanding,
yeah.
is it better to know the truth? Better to know the truth.
Is it better to know the truth?
Is it better to know the truth?
And the truth is just like this.
Or is it better not to know?
The truth, to know the truth, to understand the truth. Would you like to hear something else? Wrong words or the right words? What is better?
I prefer the right words.
Okay, is this right that now it's gone?
I prefer, but I'm not sure if it's better.
Can it be realized?
For you,
yeah.
We're saying for you, is it better for you?
Yeah.
Do you appreciate that it's better to know the truth?
Yeah, because there's no other way for me, but I'm not sure if it's better.
No, no, better in that sense. I'm saying right now the question is it better for you to know the truth? Do you feel that it is important to know? Do you, or you just don't care that you don't know?
Both.
Huh?
In a way I don't care, yes. In a way, I don't care because
but some people would like to understand the truth of life because life is so short.
Yeah.
And we live with ignorance.
I'm also interested in the truth of life, but
yeah.
I think it's both at the same time.
Can seeing
we've all accumulated a lot of ignorance and attachment, so that's going to arise.
Mm.
So, in honesty, in truth. We are not interested in the truth all the time, only sometimes, in a day, a few minutes, a few moments, you know, in between the ignorance and attachment. So we are more interested in other things, watching a movie, going out, listening to music, you know, that's our life, the life of the person who lacks wisdom.
Is knowing the truth better than knowing everything else?
Sometimes I think it's better not to know the truth. Sometimes
that's
I think so.
That's why many people do not listen to the teachings, to the right words at all. Because they have such understanding.
Yeah, maybe they have a good life.
But you know what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad?
No.
Is seeing good, is seeing good?
It just happened. I cannot say if it's good or not good.
That's right, because seeing itself cannot be good or bad.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this question satisfy you, or would you like to know how and why? Or leave it. It doesn't matter at all, no matter what is seen in a day or in your life. Because most people would like to see or experience the pleasant objects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, experience pleasant things. That is their point to live in the world. But how come sometimes not as pleasant? No one can experience pleasant object all in one's life at all.
No one can... Sorry.
No one can... You're saying life is good, but there's no such situation where life is good all the time. There must
be. I'm not... Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't... If there's a bad news, that's not a moment of goodness. If you taste something that's bitter and you don't like, that's not a moment of good. Mm. When you smell something bad, it's not good. So in a day, we experience a lot of things we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how we think that, oh, our life is good, but that's not the way it is. So Achan is asking you, Achan, can you continue?
You don't mind whether life experience what in a day or in your life at all? Or you crave for pleasant objects?
What I...
Grave. Saying, is it when you feel when you experience something unpleasant, don't you at that time want something to experience something pleasant? Like if I hurt you, don't you want not to be hurt?
Of course.
But you can't avoid it.
No.
What is there now that you like to have? What is there now that you like to have?
What I like to have.
Yes.
The German word is Frieden. But to live in peace with myself.
Now. At
always.
This moment.
Yeah, always.
See?
More or less, yes.
Can it be like you think? Like you wish?
Can it be like I think, like I wish?
Okay. Freedom all the time.
Can you just get freedom as you want?
Peaceful all the time.
When you want?
No. It just happens sometimes.
So, when you experience such terrible things, what is the feeling there?
Sometimes if terrible things happen, I don't let it come to me.
But it's gone.
It's gone, yeah?
Never to return.
Okay.
It is like this, no matter this life or any life, non-stop at all. It has to go like this.
Mm.
Not tired about this. Reality arising and falling away all the time, uncontrollable.
Yes.
What about having better life than just have very bad experiences? To live in this world.
Yes.
The situation sometimes is good, pleasant, and sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have better life than this life?
I cannot change the moment, but I can follow some decisions. And maybe the life becomes better when I...
Even you wish to have such and such. But if there's no understanding of the conditions to have it arise, it cannot be there at all. It can never arise.
I can never arise?
It cannot arise at all.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
I mean, even if you are happy so far, you have not been sick and suffered the symptoms of old age, one day you will, right?
Oh, I have some pain with my back. It's really sometimes not so nice.
Right, so but that you cannot avoid.
I can make some exercise.
It's our human nature that we are always trying to seek happy, pleasant feelings.
No, that's not at all our
human.
Nature. No.
What you described was drama on the one side.
Drama.
Oh, why me? Blah, blah, blah. That's drama. Huh? This is childish to make a drama from it.
Would you like to have drama?
No.
Not at all.
No,
Is this moment a drama?
I don't feel any drama now.
Exactly the same as when you have it.
It's exactly when I have the drama. Yes, okay. When I have the drama, just let the drama happen. Huh?
All life, everything in life is drama. Just now, drama.
Yeah, nice music. Huh?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
We need drama.
See?
We need drama.
No matter we have it or not have it, we cannot avoid having it because it's conditioned to be just like then.
It is conditioned to have it?
Like just now. Or then, or any time.
But if everything is conditioned, we can do anything.
No one can, because actually there's no one.
But you say we can read many books and follow.
No, you. But it's the interest to understand something that you haven't heard before.
Is there an interest to understand?
To read. Otherwise, you don't read.
Maybe.
Not maybe. It's true.
I have to look.
If you don't look, there is intention to look already. Otherwise, there cannot be moment of reading or looking at it, anything at all.
Okay.
We don't know what is intention, what is what at all. But we learn to understand what life is in order not to be ignorance with attachment and aversion in all one's life. Not understanding this moment as conditioned, arising and falling away, that is ignorance if there's no understanding the truth.
Yes.
So the truth is no I, only different realities conditioned by many, many conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they are different. We cannot know what would be the next moment at all.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that is life.
Yes.
Not understanding what is what. Just to be conditioned to born to be this person and then die. So it's drama, it's dream.
Yeah, it's drama, but...
Yeah. So what you said is real, true. Life is drama.
Okay.
And who's the author?
Who's the
author? Who's the script writer?
Life.
So what is life?
Everything happens.
Just one thing, please.
Huh?
Only one, please.
One.
Not every, not all, just one at a time.
You said this.
So life is not permanent.
No, but I would say there's a structure.
So the idea of I can be changed, nothing is permanent.
No, but the past makes a structure. It produces.
What do you mean by the past?
The past.
The past, yeah.
Produces a structure.
What Advas is referring to is like what we were a few years ago, what we are now is still based on certain experience. It's like I am here today as a result of my past, right?
Yes, exactly. Not.
No you.
No you. There's no you. So there are only realities, different realities performing different functions. If in the past there's been accumulated a lot of ignorance, attachment, no understanding, then it continues on. If there's in the past a lot of understanding, then there's a chance for understanding to arise now and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If in the past you're a thief, there's a chance, good chance that now you'll be a thief and you'd want to be a thief in the future.
Mm.
So that's, if you want to say there's a structure, that's what it is all about. But the idea of structure sometimes gives the idea of something stable, but there's nothing stable.
No.
A moment ago, Achan said, what is there now that you would like to have? And I'm wondering what she was meaning.
Can it be now? Any
yes,
moment?
I can hear.
Yeah. Can it be now? Your question.
Can it be now?
Yes. What you
what
ask.
What is there now?
What did you ask?
Well, it can't be any other time but now when I ask a question.
So what is the question?
Well, it was something that Achan said a moment ago. What is there now that you would like to have?
So the question is now being asked to you, what is there now that you would like to have?
So that's the question to
yes.
me.
Yes, now.
Actually, the question was asked of, I don't know the new fellow's name.
Lars.
Lars.
So let's say the question is now to you. What is there now that you would like to have?
Wisdom,
like to
please. Panya.
Mm.
Please, wisdom, panya. More panya.
So you only want to have, right? There's always wanting to have something. Yes. Even banya. Something that you know that it cannot be had by, is the opposite of wanting. You still want. So there's always, the point I think Acharya is pointing to is that there's always attachment, wanting something. Is that?
Yes.
Right. That's what Acharya is saying.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
So where does all this, the senses come from?
Sense?
Seeing, hearing.
Okay, just one at a time.
Okay, seeing.
Without the eyes, can there be seeing?
No.
So no one can make seeing to arise at all. Only conditions, the proper conditions for seeing only. And okay.
Hearing.
Can it arise without the ear?
No.
See, that is one conditions for the hearing to arise.
Okay.
No one at all. Only conditions.
So in this reality, we're pretty much...
Everything, it's yes.
Based on this physical body.
Seeing, Acharya asked you, can there be seeing without the eye?
No.
Right. So we know that the eye is one condition for seeing.
Yes.
Right. And what is seeing? It's a resultant consciousness.
Yes.
So it is conditioned by past deeds.
Right.
So is the eye the result of past deeds. The eye itself is a materiality that's the result of past deeds. So we can see that a person who is born blind cannot see because of the there's no result for seeing, for the eye, and therefore no result for seeing. And there's also other conditions such as if there's no visible object contacting the eye, they cannot be seen. Like when you close the eyes, well, close the, actually you're still seeing, but let's say when you're asleep, right, there's no conditions for seeing at that time.
Yeah.
Right? And suddenly you hear a loud sound, there's hearing because there are conditions for hearing because a sound contact the ear, and so there's hearing. So this is the idea of realities. Then you may ask, what is thinking? Where does thinking come from?
Yes.
Thinking is your accumulated, it's, we understand that there's always one consciousness following the other. When seeing arises, there's thinking followed. So the thinking, there's no gap between consciousness. And this stream of consciousness, so-called stream of consciousness, will continue on till the end, until you become fully enlightened and then pass away in that lifetime. So otherwise it's going to continue. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for it not to continue. So even after death, it must continue. And it's going to be like this, moments of resultant consciousness, moments of volition, which is thinking. And like the five senses are a result of consciousness. So from past and different conditions that make it arise, as I just...
But where does consciousness come from?
It's like asking when did it first arise? I just explained to you that it continues because of conditions. It must continue by its nature, that it must continue on and on. It's like the candle.
Mm-hmm.
So long as there's still the wax, it will continue to burn.
But where did the candle come from?
That's the question that is the Buddha would say is a useless question.
Right.
Because right now it's there, and it's there for you to understand.
Okay.
To think about where it came from is something that you shows you that you're not interested to understand what's appearing now. Yes. Like the Buddha said, the house is burning, and you're more interested in asking about who caused the fire instead of extinguishing the fire.
Same like an egg and the chicken. Which one comes first?
Right. So there's no sense.
There's no
but
sense.
But it does not add to understanding or no?
No, what can be understood is only what appears now. So you want to understand seeing, it is now for you to understand. You don't understand it by asking the question, when did it first arise? Right?
Is there hardness now? Hardness?
A bit.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting on a reason. Chair.
It has arisen by conditions. This is as much as one can know, the truth, just when it appears.
Okay.
So now it's hard. How can you know that it's hard?
Because I can feel it on my elbow. At moment
of touching only, not at moment of seeing or hearing.
Yes.
It has to be that very moment of touching. Yes. So no question about how come the touching is there already, and we learn to understand the difference between the reality which can touch, experience the hardness, and the hardness itself as they are there by conditions. And we learn to understand the conditions right then. So we can understand from moment to moment.
Okay.
And we understand it's just like this, no matter from when or how long ago, it's exactly the same.
Okay.
But if there is no understanding of what appears now, it's useless because it's only dreaming or thinking about, which is not the real moment of realities appearing. Like seeing now, see? It can be moment of that understanding. Seeing is different from that which is seen. In order to understand it, actually, there's no place for the I to insert in at all. Because at moment of seeing, what is seen is only whisper object.
Yeah.
So we can understand life moment to moment better. To understand it actually, what we take that has gone already as I is quite silly. Nothing. Cling to nothing.
Okay.
Never to return.
Clear now?
Okay, we understand from moment to moment, you say?
Microphone, please.
Oh, we understand from moment to moment. But this is for me like we understand from point to point. But there's a big picture.
But when you use the term point, what do you mean?
The moment.
See, moment. What moment? This moment.
This moment. But there's a picture.
At the moment of thinking about picture, what's the reality? At the moment of thinking about big picture, isn't that also one moment? And there's something
that
can be understood.
At the end,
there's
one moment, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all that can be understood. What appears now, that experience at that moment, no matter what you're thinking.
It appears, yeah, in the moment, yes.
It's gone.
It's gone, yeah. But you cannot paint a picture in a moment. You need
many moments, so understand many moments.
Yeah.
Can you directly experience just a moment?
If I can just experience just one moment, I would say no.
Right.
And why do you say that?
Because I'm too late.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's too late is a very good this thing. It's never too late. Actually, what understanding arises what has just fallen away. But the question Achan was saying is that they arise so fast and fall away so fast that it's actually impossible to understand one moment. What do you understand actually is the arising, like seeing, for example. What's understood is not just one moment of seeing, but many, many moments of seeing that follows one after the other. Yes. And you get the sign of seeing or visible object. They call it the sign. Can I give you the example? In the commentaries, they give a fire stick. A fire stick, when they do it like that, it seems like a circle.
Exactly.
So, but actually it's one moment after the other. So you cannot see one moment. You cannot see. What you see is the sign. That's how what understanding understands. But as wisdom grows to reach the Buddha, then he understood that circle actually is one moment after the other. And that's what he taught us.
Actually, it's the same like a movie on each frame, right? The movie, it continues. But actually, it's each frame. They put each frame together, so it becomes a story, a movie.
Same thing, yes.
So now I start to wonder. So when I'm angry, is a thinking, And there are many kind of thinking, good thinking, bad thinking. Right.
See, it can happen in between. We know that it seems like anger is lasting a long time. In the meantime, there's seeing, there's this thing, all right. And then yet the anger seems like lasting all through that situation, right? So it's actually many, many moments of anger, but actually it arises one at a time. Like anything else, anger arises one moment, it falls away instantly. And yes, it is in the process of thinking, not in seeing, not in hearing. At the moment of seeing, is not there's no anger, but it can follow from seeing. Seeing something unpleasant, there's aversion to what's been seen. It's different moments. It's at the moment of thinking that there's anger or attachment or kindness or anything, good or bad. Otherwise, seeing itself, hearing itself, is just vipaka. It's just resultant consciousness.
There are just many moments, and we will take it usually as my anger, which compounds the problem about regarding the situation, instead of understanding it as a reality that's going to arise because there are the right conditions there for it. So it will continue, but the more understanding of that reality, even anger, as a conditioned phenomena, the more understanding of that, there can be then, at that moment, certainly less conditions for anger. But we're usually very attached. I know I am, like, when I get angry, I have regret, it's my anger, I'm upset, I shouldn't have done that. All these different stories that can come up, but they're not helpful. They're not helpful. It's just they're different dhammas, and it's just, it reveals my strong attachments to my own ignorance, really. So it's about patiently understanding whatever reality appears. And we don't like anger, that's understandable, it's unpleasant. But the more understanding there is, there will be less anger.
And even in the situation you just described, in between there may be understanding that sees the harm of anger, in between. But it's just that in our case it's so little that it's followed by attachment and then the sense of I and then not wanting and then regretting. So it can happen, anything can happen, and it happens so fast.
And we're usually very worried about anger. We don't consider the attachment that is the underpinning cause of our anger and our aversion. That's usually forgotten because we like that. That's the conditions, that's one of the conditions that supports our anger, because we're not getting what we would like. And that's what happens.
And Lars, again, I hope you can appreciate that in although in reality it's just different moments like this happening, one moment this, one moment that, the sense of I comes up, which is also the result of a different kind of realities rising. But the I thinks that I'm having anger, and how that can be an obstacle to actually understanding. An obstacle.
Obstacle.
Blocking.
To block understanding, to take one away from the possibility of understanding.
I don't understand. How can I stop?
No, an obstacle means that takes you away from the possibility of understanding, the sense of I, what I'm trying to, okay, just
okay.
The sense of I am having anger is giving you, is actually with attachment to the idea of all these things are happening to you. So at that moment, there's taking things for me, mine, this anger is mine and all that, instead of understanding that there is no you, different realities, right? So we here we begin to appreciate that this, the worst of all mental realities is this wrong idea of self. It takes one away from understanding the truth.
One thing I would like to mention about that is that thinking, it depends on the memory you accumulate in the past.
Exactly.
And then we go into self.
You go in what?
You see, when we think about the self,
yeah,
because of memory.
Uh-huh.
If you understand that memory, you collect the understanding. But then something happened, by condition happened, like an aversion or angry, because of the memory. But when you not obstruct, you have something that understand that the memory of the past, or you understand that the reality or the truth, that you keep why thinking about that because of memory. That's why we listen to the truth or the word of the Buddha to understand more and more and more. Otherwise, we're still thinking by the way of memory. We think about ourselves. We collect a long, 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 long time. We use the word atta, not anatta, in the Pali term.
Okay.
It's like a self and not self, and no self. But the meaning of like that.
The obstacle means this.
Can you explain
somebody,
more, Skin?
Translated.
Skin, can you explain more?
Yes.
Oh, Will is German.
Okay.
What Kunnapadon is saying is that so far with ignorance, we've mostly, because memory arises with all moments of consciousness. When there's seeing, there's also memory that remembers what's seen.
Exactly.
Right? And when there's thinking, there's memory. Memory is there with all moments of consciousness. It's a universal mental factor. So what he's saying that is that when we, with ignorance, so much ignorance, we've mostly accumulated the memory of self, things, me, I, they, and all that. So we tend to, in each moment of experience, think in those terms with ignorance and attachment. But after there's some understanding, when we've accumulated a lot of understanding, means a lot, then they begin to be understanding that have a different kind of memory, memory of realities, of moments, different kind of realities. So rather than think and be caught in the idea that the self is real, there's more understand that, oh, hearing is just hearing, thinking is just thinking, right? But in case you're going the other way and thinking that, oh, we stop thinking about people. No, it's not like that. You still remember. There's moments of kindness, and when there's kindness, you still think in terms of persons.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have kindness towards hardness. You have kindness towards people and beings, other beings, right? Kindness,
yeah.
To be kind. You are kind to people, not to cups.
Yes.
Right. So you still continue having perceptions of beings. The Buddha also thought in terms of different persons, and he had a lot of kindness and compassion,
mm-hmm.
right? So that is not going to stop because you've accumulated a lot. But what you've begun to accumulate with wisdom is the wisdom that sees that these beings are not real. So you begin to see that they are, it's just thinking the reality at that moment, or hearing, or smelling, or touching, right? And you still think in between in terms of person, but you know it for what it is. So even while thinking that you are there, there can be understanding that the thinking is real. That does not stop thinking that you are there. The thinking continues. But rather than believe that you are real and I am real, there's understanding the moments. So I can still hold the cup and give to you with no, either with understanding or wrong understanding.
Do you believe in next life?
No.
What about next moment?
I would say yes.
And next moment, after next moment?
I think
so. So what about life after death?
I don't believe.
Moment of death has gone.
Yes, without me.
What is there after? Without you, but there are conditions for other being to arise after life. And how come that life, the next life?
How come the next
reason?
Why? It's there.
I don't know.
So it means that you don't know this moment. Because if you know this moment, you know what about next moment.
Possible. Mm-hmm. I would say so. Maybe I understand something very essential. I don't understand something very essential.
Right.
That's possible.
The thing is, we all assume there's going to be tomorrow based on memory that we, day before we're here, yesterday we were here, today we are here. So tomorrow there will be. So it continues. We don't think that it's not going to continue given, except when we think about death or not, let's say we don't think about sudden death or anything like that. Unpredictability of life, we are thinking that there will be tomorrow. We plan and we'll go there tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. That is based on memory,
mm-hmm.
right? So when Achand asked you, is there going to be the next moment, based on your experience in the past, you know that there's going to be a next moment,
exactly.
right? So, but that's not understanding. Understanding is when you understand the nature of the present moment and to know that this moment would not exist if it wasn't from the past, and given the conditions, it will continue. So the next moment, you can understand there is going to be the next moment with understanding or without understanding. So when it's with understanding,
mm-hmm.
you know there's going to be the next moment based on the understanding the nature of the reality now, then there's a basis for understanding that after death there will be a continuation. Otherwise, it's just a matter of belief.
Will there be tomorrow?
Huh?
Will there be tomorrow?
If there will be a tomorrow? Well, this is the same question. I would say yes.
Based on what?
Okay.
Huh? Based on what you believe there's going to be a tomorrow?
Yeah, as you told, because of my memory.
Because that recall, that which experiences, is conditioned to arise and then fall away in split seconds. As long as there are conditions for anything to arise, it has to arise, for sure.
Yes.
Nobody can stop it from having conditions to arise.
Yeah. This I can understand.
So will there be tomorrow? Will there be memory tomorrow?
Will there be?
Memory.
Memory tomorrow? Of this? Yes.
Will there be feeling, pleasant or unpleasant?
Maybe.
Can you make it to arise? Can you make it arise?
No.
Tomorrow?
I don't know.
Is that be tomorrow?
Sorry?
Can you make tomorrow arise?
What?
Tomorrow, can you make?
No, of course not.
Not
but is there tomorrow?
No, no. There's no tomorrow.
Because you don't know that which now experiences it. As soon as it falls away, it conditions the next moment instantly. No one can stop that conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to condition next moment from moment to moment.
Okay.
So when there are moments today, there must be moments tomorrow, one at a time.
Yes.
So there will be tomorrow. There will be this evening.
It's already evening.
Tonight.
Okay.
So
it's not just belief. Learn to understand how this moment can arise. Not at anyone's control.
No. It's not an easy subject. Very difficult, the most difficult subject. This, what we're talking about, is the most difficult.
But I would say I accept that also before. This I accept. I'm not the boss. I'm not the boss. I just follow.
Mm-hmm.
But Ajahn is always patient, very patiently reminding us of the reality that appears.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way to understand.
Like, where is the visible object? Where is the visible object?
Where is the visible object?
It's seen now, right? Visible object is seen now, right?
Yes.
Where is it?
We use it as an object.
See, even now it's not known about the truth.
I don't know, the visible object, it appears.
Yes, but where is it?
Nowhere, in a way.
Nowhere?
Yeah.
Or somewhere?
I cannot locate it.
Okay. Do you see this?
Yes.
Do you still see it?
No.
Why?
Because you're hiding.
Is this visible object?
I would say yes.
So, do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still see it?
Not anymore.
See. So where is it?
I would say it's in your hand.
Not only the hand. Anything which is hard and soft. There must be taste, or that which can be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor, taste,
mm-hmm.
and nutrition. That's why we have to take food each day.
What Ajahn is saying now is that not only when she moves the phone about from here to there, not only the visible object is now somewhere else, it's also the hardness, the heat, the wind element, nutrition, smell. These are they're altogether eight different kinds of materiality that arises together. So when there's no visible object, at that moment there's no hardness. Or if I'm closing my eyes, there's hardness. I know that if I open my eyes, there's going to be seeing. That's because they rise together, the earth element and the, what's seeing, and this you'll come to know later, but. That's what Ajahn is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Even materiality cannot arise without conditions. It has to arise with conditions. There cannot be hardness alone. It has to be arise with other realities, material realities at the same time.
So without all these realities, there will be no body at all.
I hear the words.
This, touching this and touching this is still softness, right? It's just softness.
Okay.
So now you know what the whisper object is. Otherwise we cannot know how and where is it.
I don't know. So it's too much for me today.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I look in it, and when I like, I read it.
So without seeing, can there be reading? Without seeing, can
no.
there be reading? So seeing is not reading.
Seeing is not reading.
Reading.
Seeing is not reading.
It's not the same reality as reading. Seeing just sees. I mean, I can't read this right, but. You read that. So when you read that, because they're seeing certain shapes and forms, and then there can be reading. And there are two different experiences. One is just seeing, like just seeing this, just seeing that is just visible object. But as I can't, there's nothing here to read, there's something there to read. The moment of reading is different from seeing.
Those are
the
things.
Yeah, because of the conditions.
They're different. Different realities.
Mm-hmm. They're different realities.
Yes.
This I
next
still
time.
Still don't understand.
But seeing is not hearing.
No.
Different realities.
Yeah. Hearing is not tasting.
Oh, these are the different realities.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So what is thinking?
Thinking is like speaking with myself.
But you'll come to know that speaking is also another reality.